Several cars and trucks plunged into the Arkansas River in southeast Oklahoma early this morning after a 500-foot section of bridge on Interstate 40 collapsed. Stormy weather and gridlocked highways hampered early rescue efforts. A limited state of emergency has been declared in the area where miles of cars are at a standstill, both east and west of the bridge. Joining us on the line is Lieutenant Chris West with the Oklahoma Highway Patrol.
Hello,
Lieutenant West. Would you tell us what you saw when you arrived at the scene of the bridge collapse?
Well, I saw about 150 emergency workers that had responded to a bridge had collapsed into a V down into the river. I guess 9 vehicles went into the river, and it's pretty traumatic for us here in Oklahoma. Looks like something that you might expect to see after an earthquake in California.
What caused the collapse?
I had a barge that was going northbound on the Arkansas River navigational system. Apparently hit a bridge pier and caused the structure of the bridge to crumble, and the bridge actually caved in.
What's happened to the barge?
Well, the barge actually is underneath a portion of the bridge. It's resting on it. That's one of the concerns that we have for continuing our, not our rescue, but our recovery efforts. We're concerned about putting people in the water because this bridge could continue to collapse and we could have more people injured. So we're trying to determine what's the best recourse as far as moving that barge out of the way and then making the recovery of the victims.
How many cars fell into the river?
I had an eyewitness account that claims 9 vehicles, including 3 semis. From those vehicles, 2 semi drivers were pulled from the water with some injuries, as well as 2 other individuals from a passenger vehicle. Fatal victims, we still have an undetermined amount.
So you can't tell us much more about the rescue effort and how many survivors or fatalities there are?
No, we've put divers in the water, and basically they're looking at the structural integrity of the bridge, trying to determine if it's safe to try to make the recovery of those victims that are still in the vehicles. And that's the priority. We got to make sure it's going to be safe for our people to go into the water, to try to go into these vehicles to recover these fatality victims. And right now, like I said, the main issue is the barge itself. A portion of this bridge is resting on the barge. We've got to figure out a way for the Corps of Engineers to get the barge out, make sure that everything is going to be structurally sound enough, considering that it's fell into the river, for us to put our people in there.
Lieutenant West, another bridge just north of this one might also have been damaged. What happened there?
Well, actually not. That was some misinformation that came out. The bridge that goes over the river on Highway 64 actually was a pre-existing condition. It was not struck. The Department of Transportation officials were concerned about putting too high of a volume of traffic over that bridge, so they rerouted the eastbound. They've gone out there and inspected it. They've made some repairs, and I think we're going to go ahead and open that back up for east and westbound.
Okay. How is all of this affecting traffic during this Memorial Day weekend? That's a very
important. Well, you can only imagine. Memorial Day is one of the busiest travel weekends of the year, so I mean it's very, very, very significant.
Lieutenant Chris West is with the Oklahoma Highway Patrol.